From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to have you there by the radio as we continue a very significant study this week. It's entitled, A Look at the Latter Times, and it's taken from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. And I mentioned yesterday that I believe that this is a study that's very practical and important for those of us who are alive today, as it describes for us what is going to be taking place in these last days before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, yesterday I mentioned that phrase, the latter times, speaks of this dispensation of grace, or the church age specifically, in which we are now living, that goes from the day of Pentecost there in Acts chapter 2, when the church was established, right up through unto the rapture, or until the Lord Jesus Christ returns to take us home to be with him in heaven, and that could be today. And therefore we say amen, even so come Lord Jesus. But this is a chapter that really presents to us a warning that is very significant to every last one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior to take heed to. It teaches us what is going on around us and what we must do to counteract that in our own personal lives. Because certainly we don't want to be going down the path that is against God's Word. In other words, we don't want to be going down the path of apostasy. And that's what this passage is talking about, how that in the latter times there is a lot of apostasy, and it will continue until the rapture of the church. Now, there are three things we see in these 16 verses, and of course, yesterday I took the time to read the entire chapter with you. I would encourage you to continue to read down through it as we go throughout this study, because as I've been indicating, this is one chapter that every Christian in our age should comprehend. But there are three things we see in these 16 verses. Number one, in verses 1 through 6, we see the condition of the latter times. In verses 7 through 9, we see the concern of the latter times. And then in verses 10 through 16, we see the certainties of the latter times. And again, all of these are very, very applicable to you and to me where we are living this very minute. First of all, let's begin to focus on the condition of the latter times. And it's interesting to note that what we see here in this passage of Scripture was prophesied or written by the Apostle Paul in about 65 A.D., but it is clearly being fulfilled and evidenced presently. As we look around us, we can see that what is found particularly here in verses 1 through 6 is taking place everywhere we turn, and particularly in the realm of religion. More specifically, in the realm of Christianity, simply because of the fact that there are many who claim to know Jesus Christ as Savior and who claim to be Christians, who are truly following apostasy. They are going away from the truth of the Word of God. And there are those who claim to be preachers, who stand behind the sacred desk, as it were, Sunday after Sunday, but they're not proclaiming the truth. They're not true to the Word of God. And yet, they say that they are doing it in the name of Christ. But they're not, because of the fact that they're not living according to the truth of God, and they're not teaching and preaching according to the truth of God. And so this is a very, very significant passage for us to consider, the condition of the latter times. And the main point of emphasis here is that in the latter times, there will be those who will be rejecting the truth. And we can see that all around us today. Now, there are seven things brought out for us here in verses 1 through 5 as it relates to the condition of the latter times. Let's begin to look at them today. First of all, there will be a departure from the faith. We see that in verse 1 of 1 Timothy 4, where it says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith." And I'm very thankful for the fact that not everybody will depart from the faith, but that God always has a remnant who are true to Him. And, of course, we talked about that yesterday. But what we see here in this passage of Scripture is the fact that in the latter times in which we live, there will be an abandonment of biblical truth to the point of no truth being accepted. That's apostasy. And that abandonment of truth is taking place everywhere around us. We can see that. We can see the fact that there are those, even within churchianity, Christianity, that aren't true Christians, but they're saying such things as there is no such thing as an absolute truth. But there is absolute truth, beloved, and that absolute truth is found in the Word of God. But the Bible clearly teaches us that in these latter times, there will be a departure from the faith. And it's important for each and every one of us to make certain that we recognize that and identify that, lest we ourselves be led astray. That's what Peter says over in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 17, where he says, "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also be led away with the error of the wicked and fall from your own steadfastness." Listen, none of us who claim Jesus Christ as our Savior want to be led away with the error of the wicked. And therefore, it's important for us to understand what's going on around us so that we can strengthen ourselves according to the faith, identify the error of the wicked, and walk according to the truth. The second condition of the latter times that we see in this passage is that there will be a rising of seducing spirits. Again, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, it says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits." Now, you ask, what are seducing spirits? Well, in reality, seducing spirits are demonic, controlled, false religious teachers. Demonic, controlled, false religious teachers. They are demonic. They are controlled, as it were, from the pit of hell. And these people are in pulpits all across our nation. They claim to be religious. They claim to be Christians, but they are not biblically correct. And Satan has a hold of them, as it were, through his seducing spirits, and therefore is leading them to teach error. And a lot of the times, that error is found right within the pulpits of the churches. You know, the Apostle Paul dealt with that back in the book of Galatians. And of course, keep in mind that the entire book of Galatians was written to encourage people not to follow the way of the Judaizers, which meant to bring into Christianity the various activities of the Old Testament law. And notice what he said about that in verse 6 of Galatians chapter 1. He says, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed." You see, even back in Paul's day, he knew that there would be seducing spirits leading people astray. And he said, many of you have already departed from the truth. And he was surprised about that. But it is so true that today there are many who have given in to the seducing spirits. We need to take heed to the fact that these seducing spirits are around us. But then there is also a third condition of the latter times that's tied into this, and that is that there will be an acceptance of the doctrines of devils. You see it once again in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, where it simply says, well, let me read the whole verse. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. What are the doctrines of devils? Well, that represents false teaching that originates from demons that really promote this false teaching, and that is accepted. And the Word of God teaches over and over again that in these latter times, such will arise. Once again, Peter spoke of that back in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verses 1 and 2, where he says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily or privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And so we see that we need to be aware of the fact that there will be in these latter times those who will depart from the faith, those who will follow the ways of the seducing spirits, and those who will accept the doctrines of devils and turn away from God. It's important, beloved, that we know the truth. Now, tomorrow we'll continue to look at the condition of the latter times, and so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why I say the best is yet to come. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.